Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 133 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest was the Maritime Hockey League's Coach of the Year in 2012 and has well over 450 career wins as a head coach. Joining us now is the head coach and general manager of the Yarmouth Junior A Mariners of the MHL, Lori Barron. Lori, great to have you back on the show.
All right, thanks for having me.
Hey, listen, Yarmouth's in the MHL's Canadian Tire Cup Championship Final against Campbellton Tigers, whose arena is 866 kilometers away from Yarmouth. What's the travel like for you guys?
Long, to say the least. We're just riding the bus right now. So, it's a long haul, but we'll try and cut it up a little bit and get a practice in there tonight and get ready to go for tomorrow.
What's that do to your travel schedules when you're on these kind of bus trips like this? And it's not unusual, so what's that like?
We're right at the end of the province in Yarmouth, Nova Scotia. So we do some long road trips, and especially when we go to the other divisions. So we're kind of used to it.
Well, there you go. In the first two rounds, Yarmouth swept the Truro Bearcats in four straight. Then you knocked off South Shore Lumberjacks in six. How do you feel about the way you guys have been playing so far in these playoffs?
You know what, we played extremely well. Charles was a good squad, and we got off to a great start against them. And then South Shore played us really tough all year, and it was a real battle. So to get through them was a credit to our players, and then to get up 2-0 at Hamilton, a very, very good hockey club. So we're feeling pretty good about ourselves right now.
You're in a bit of a unique opportunity right now. You've had the honor of coaching your son, Matthew, for a few years. You were quoted as saying that he went from filling the water bottles to drinking out of them way too quickly for your liking. This season, he had a career-high 72 points in just 49 games to finish third in the MHL in scoring. Take off your coaching hat for a second and give me your assessment as dad and the pride that goes along with that.
Yeah, obviously, you know, real proud of the season he had, and you know, we're pretty lucky in the fact that we've got a lot of guys that are key to our offense, and he's just one of the pieces of the puzzle. But obviously, very proud of the season that he had.
This is now back-to-back MHL championship appearances for Yarmouth. The Edmondson Blizzard won last year's final in six games. What changes have you made for your team to get you over the hump this time?
Well, you know what, we're not there yet, and you know. Last year, we got to be the bridesmaids, so we're hoping that these next two wins, they won't be easy, but it would be unreal for the group of kids here and for the town of Yarmouth.
In conversation with head coach and general manager of the Yarmouth Junior A Mariners, Lori Barron. Lori, Yarmouth is looking for its first league title since the 07-08 season. How much would winning this title mean to the team and the region itself?
Oh, it'd be unreal. I mean, our fan support is second to none. And, you know, they've stuck with us through thick and thin. And it would be huge for the whole area. And this group of kids is a special group. And they truly deserve a chance of winning the title.
Listen, a tip of the cap to you personally, though. This week you were announced as a nominee for the Darcy Hogan Memorial North American Coach of the Year Award. Of course, Hogan was the head coach of the Humboldt Broncos last year. How much would that mean to you to be recognized like this?
It would be unbelievable. Darcy was a good friend of mine, and I miss him dearly. And, you know, that would be something very, very special.
The MHL Canadian Tire Cup champion advances to compete in the Fred Page Cup, the Eastern Canadian Junior A Championship in Amherst, Nova Scotia. The winner then goes to Brooks, Alberta for the national title tournament. You're just a couple of steps away. What do you do? How do you talk to your team about understanding how big this would be for you guys?
Well, obviously, it's just a step at a time. You know, Hamilton are a great hockey club, so we'll need to be at our best to get through them. And if we're lucky enough to do that, then you get into a tournament situation, the Fred Page Cup. And, you know, obviously, tournaments are a whole different beast. You need to be at your best for a short period of time. So, like I say, these guys have answered the bell every time that they've been asked this year, so we're pretty confident.
As we mentioned earlier, you were named the MHL Coach of the Year in 2012. You've got over 450 wins as a head coach in the league. As you look back on what you've been able to accomplish, are there certain moments that stand out in your mind that say, that's what this is all about, that's why this is worth the time?
Well, I'll be honest with you, you don't win hockey games. I've been lucky to have a lot of great players, so, you know, I've been gifted that way. I guess, you know, we won a title in 2007. I was with Steve Casper. That was special. And then losing in Game 7 to Woodstock was a real heartbreaker. So it would be extremely special to be able to get this one.
Hey, Laurie, congratulations on the terrific run. I know the buses are long and hard, tough rides, so we appreciate you joining us from the bus to do this. Good luck to you.
No problem at all, and thank you guys very much.
That was Yarmouth Junior A Mariners head coach and general manager Laurie Barron. That wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.